the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. We've just been talking about the dramatic increase in the cost of rent. You've conducted an interesting exercise looking at other costs, day-to-day costs that people have to pay for out of their wages. You've looked back over the last 5 years. What's the scale of the increase in day-to-day costs?
Well, if you look at everything, Matt, and you go back the last 5 years, now it's about 25%. Now, why did I go back 5 years? It's because in the last 5 years, we have had rapid inflation. We have had 25% overall, as I say. It kind of dates to post-COVID when there were bottlenecks in supply, and also, obviously, the Russians' second invasion of Ukraine. That created an energy crisis, which had a knock-on effect everywhere. For the previous 10 years to that, Matt, if you go back to pre-2021, we'd hardly any inflation. It was about 5% over that period. But in the last 5 years, it's really gone up. So what I did was I went into the Central Statistics Office inflation figures and I picked out a number of items and just looked at how they had changed in price over the last 5 years. And, you know, these are standard things that are bought by a household. Electricity, up 57% in that 5 years. So back in 2021, in April 21, people were probably paying about €1,200. It's up to nearly €1,800 at the moment. Diesel. You know, anybody with a diesel car, I could have looked at petrol as well, but, you know, it's only so many items I could have looked at. Diesel prices are up 60%. 60%. That's more than double the overall inflation rate over that period, Matt. You're talking about €2.16 up to April this year. I looked at, for example, beef prices up 32%. The pint of stout in a pub, your Guinness, 28%. Butter, standard one in every house, 42%. Diced beef pieces, popular in casseroles and for making stew, up almost 50% in that 5 year period. So extraordinary increases in some of these items compared with the overall inflation rate. And these are all, you know, these are typical items that go into are bought by households, basically.
I've heard economists say that pay rates have gone up by more than that over the period, but have they really? Have people's pay increased so as to be able to meet all of these costs?
Well, it's my understanding that they haven't. I didn't look at comparing the pay rates now, because, you know, that's a bigger exercise. And, you know, this was a new departure for me to drill into this data on the CSO's website. But my understanding is they haven't, and they haven't kept pace, and certainly are not keeping pace at the moment.
And that's why it's important. A lot of people say, look, but inflation is only, and if you say only, 3.6%. But the problem is that prices stayed up, gone up.
And it's cumulative, Matt. You're absolutely right.
It's a cumulative effect. You can't just look at annual inflation and say, you'll be all right because you'll have had a pay increase that's more than 3.6%. If you have all of these increases in your day-to-day expenditure over the last 5 years, I wonder just how many people really have had pay rises to keep pace with that.
A lot of people wouldn't have any pay rise at all. I mean, you know, there's pay rises in the public sector, and more luck to them, they do okay, you know, and they tend to be good at demanding pay rises, but many people wouldn't have had. And you're absolutely right, Matt. You know, if you look at the Central Statistics Office, the figures they put out, they're looking at the last year, and the latest figures they had for April was 3.7%. But you need to recognise that, you know, for example, a chicken, uncooked, medium, 1.6 kilograms, it's up about 150 in the last 5 years. You know, if you take cheddar cheese, €2.40 dearer per kilogram than it was 5 years ago. €2.40, you know, I mean, the price increases have been huge, and quite often people's wages have not kept pace with that. So it's a real struggle because you've no choice on a lot of this. You have to buy food for the household.
Whereas other things that may have come down in price, say as furniture for your house, for example, maybe a discretionary spend or something that you do only occasionally rather than the week-to-week spend like you have to do in your grocery shopping.
Yeah, and, you know, I also looked at health insurance, it's up 36%, but you're absolutely right here. Milk prices are up 43%. 43%! I mean, these are huge increases. So there's real pressure on households when you look at that kind of a level of increase.
Alan in Kildare says, I work in retail, I can tell you my wages have not kept up anywhere near the rate of inflation. No wage increase in years.
Yeah, you know, as I say, many, many people, and you know, I included, for example, lamb in there, and people are complaining at me, it's not a household staple. It's not, because it's got so expensive. It's 18 euros now for per kilogram for a half, for a leg, you know, and people have stopped buying it because it's too expensive. The same with roast beef. I put that in there. It's up 32%. It's up by a third in 5 years. Again, it's too expensive for people to buy. So they're buying different stuff. And for many, they're having to substitute. They're buying cheaper stuff, and stuff that might have been regular purchase in the shopping trolley is not there anymore, Matt.
Okay, let's move on. And a lot of coverage in recent days of legal letters sent up by Sky to dodgy box owners. This follows on a recent court finding, didn't it, that they were entitled to go after those who had they discovered had been illegally downloading their material via a third-party supplier.
Yeah, Sky went into the High Court and got the details of who was paying what to a dodgy box supplier, if you like, operator. IPTV, Easy they're called, and it got a list of 200 names, and it's written to them now, threatening legal action. It's threatening big stuff here, that to seek damages off them, to injunct these people, and to seek legal costs. If and it sent them a letter saying, look, if you cease and desist, if you sign this letter and return to us and promise not to use your dodgy box again, we won't come after you. Now, what's going to happen here? Well, very interesting follow-up on this today. My colleague Sean Pollock has been writing about this. An associate professor in law at the UCD Sutherland School, he's also chairman of the Digital Rights Ireland, TJ McIntyre, he reckons this is a bit of a bluff, that they won't go after individuals. It's probably too expensive. It's too messy. But he says, look, on the other hand, if you have been using a dodgy box and you want to kind of, you know, and they know now who you are because they got the details of the Revolut accounts, when the High Court, you know, told the supplier to hand these over, this is a way of getting out of it and without any consequence. But, you know, it'll be worrying for some people. Others just won't care, and they'll just say, I don't care. But look, it's not just Sky here. We're also talking about Clubber. We're talking about Clubber TV, League of Ireland TV, LOI TV, and GAA Plus, plus Premier Sports. They're all mentioned in the letter that was sent to these 200 people saying cease and desist. You know, and you give certain sympathy with LOI TV and GA Plus. You know, these are small organisations compared to the Premier League, and they have subscription-based models, and they just see it as piracy. Others have very strong views that too much has been charged by Sky, and that's part of their model, maybe. And you know, they don't feel any compunction about using a dodgy box to get an illegal stream, if you like.
Okay, some listeners getting in touch saying all these people have said they've had no pay increase. What about the increase in the minimum wage over the last 5 years? So I've just did a quick search there. The minimum wage at present is €14.15.
Yeah, it's tiny, man.
5 years ago, it was €10.20.
It's gone up a lot, but it's not. It hasn't kept pace with, you know, if you're on the minimum wage, you're really going to struggle on to rent somewhere to pay for groceries. You know, I don't think that's a great idea.
No, but I suppose it's the knock-on effect that other pay rates tend to go up, you know, to keep the gaps at various pay grades with the minimum
wage.
Well,
they can do, but I mean, my understanding is from talking to economists is, you know, people's pay, it's an expensive country. People's pay hasn't increased sufficiently to meet the bills, and people are stretched.
There's one other thing I want to ask you about, and there's a lot of people who have significant amounts of money on deposit with the bank. So tell us about a new account from PTSB to try and encourage people to save with them.
Some good news, Matt. You know, we've seen last month Bank of Ireland, they raised interest rates on one of their savings products. And today PTSB have brought out a new variable deposit account. It's called a 32-day notice account with a variable rate of 1.25. Now, they're saying that is the best among the pillar banks in the country. And, you know, you can take it out if you give them 32 days notice without any penalty. They've also got a regular saver account, and they've raised the amount you can put in every month into that from about €1,000 to €2,500. It pays about 2%, and the max you can have in the account has gone from 50,000 to 75,000. Look, it's an option for people. You're not going to keep pace with inflation. You're going to have to pay dirt tax, but at least it's good to see two banks increasing their rates. What's happening here is these neobanks, the Monzos and the bank, well, Bankinter is not a neobank, I suppose, but they're putting a bit of competitive pressure on the main banks here. And so we're seeing deposit rates go up.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.